I've always envied the Apostle Thomas, just a little. Oh, I don't want to be remembered as a doubter, but I've always envied Thomas, just a little. See, Thomas wasn't there on Easter Sunday. He wasn't in the room with the other disciples when the Lord Jesus appeared to them, so we don't really know where he was. We only know that Thomas wasn't there to see him. He wasn't there to hear him. Thomas didn't meet the risen Jesus on Easter Sunday. But he got to hear about it. He got to hear about the risen Jesus from the other disciples. Thomas got to hear about the most important event that is ever going to take place in the history of the world from his closest friends. But see, that just wasn't enough for Thomas. And sometimes that isn't enough for us either. Our friends and our family tell us some incredibly good news or some incredibly bad news. And we have trouble believing it until we can see it for ourselves. I have this kind of trouble with tragedies. For me, it is usually the moment when I see something written, only at the point where I see it written. When I read about some terrible, sad event, that it makes it more real in my mind. Sometimes the words of our friends or our families just aren't enough for us. And it wasn't enough for Thomas. He was very clear about what he needed. Thomas said that he needed to see the marks of the nails in the hands and the wound in the side of Jesus. He said he needed to touch the wounds of Jesus to believe that Jesus was alive. And that's why I envy Thomas more than just a little. Thomas got to touch the wounds of Jesus. And in the wounds of Jesus, Thomas found faith and consolation and, most importantly, mercy. In the words and the wounds of Jesus, Thomas, the one who doubted, found faith and consolation and, most importantly, mercy. And so do we. At the celebration of the Eucharist, we are face to face with the wounds of Jesus Christ. In the consecration of the bread, separate from the consecration of the wine, we experience on our altar the separation of the body and blood of Jesus. We are present in a mystical and sacramental way at the death of the Lord. During the Eucharistic prayer, the wounds of Jesus Christ are present to us, and we are present to them. And so are his resurrection and his ascension to the right hand of the Father. During the Eucharistic prayer, we encounter the wounds of Jesus. We encounter the resurrection of Jesus. We encounter the mercy of Jesus flowing from his heart to our hearts. Here, in the celebration of the Eucharist, the Lord Jesus strengthens our faith, gives us his consolation, and shares with us his mercy. We have no need, my dear brothers and sisters, to envy Thomas. Amen.